46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. Let's pray now, asking that the will of God for our lives as individuals and also for Glow Music Ministry in its entirety in relation to its end time kingdom agenda be established. Lord, establish your purpose for my life as an individual and also for the ministry in its entirety in relation to your end time kingdom agenda. Let that be established in the name of Jesus. Makaya Baliana Boshata, Rapaliana Mashatayandi, Nimiyandi, Mikibea Baliana Moshaga Dada Bayandi, Rabada Bosha Baliana Mayandi, Mikibea Baliana Moshe, Nimianda Laba, Rabada Boshe, Tenemayenda Laboshatai, Rabakabayanda Lamashatai, Rebede de Boshe, Nimiyandi. Jesus, we give you all the glory for this time, oh God, and we thank you that as we are praying, you are answering. Lord Jesus, establish your purpose,
let your will concerning our lives be established in the name of Jesus. Let your will concerning our lives come to pass in the name of Jesus. Your will concerning Glow Music Ministry will come to pass in the name of Jesus in relation to establishing of your kingdom agenda for this time. In the name of Jesus.
Deuteronomy 30 verse 9, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth from the depth of our heart. In the name of Jesus, Makaya Baliada Boshata, Rabana Boshigi, Makaya Baliana, Rebinimatayanaba,
let a work of our hands be fruitful. In the name of Jesus, La Posa Tayanaba, Labadia Suatayanabanaba,
Labra Suatayanaba, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve you faithfully. In the name of Jesus, as we continue to serve you, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully.
In the name of Jesus,
La Posa Tayanaba, turn around and serve the need to serve ourselves.
Bless the work of our hands.
In the name of Jesus,
let the work of our hands be fruitful as we serve you faithfully. In the name of Jesus,
La Patayana Nana Moshe Tayana Malaba,
La Patayana Nana Meneme.
Finally, we are praying concerning divine health. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Peter 2:24, let's read it together. Ready, go.
Who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness,
by whose stripes ye were healed. Talking about you, talking about me. And so we are praying and enforcing God's provision of divine health upon our lives and families, as well as the leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart in the name of Jesus. We are enforcing God's provision of divine health. You did it on the cross. You finished it on the cross. We enforce it over our bodies. We enforce it in our families. Our families will not have health issues for us to waste our blessing or for our time to be wasted.
Lord, your provision for divine health concerning our lives and our family, as well as leadership of the entire ministry.
We enforce it over leadership. We enforce it over every member of the ministry.
We walk in divine health. Our families walk in divine health. Every member of Glow Music walks in divine health. Anyone watching this video right now walks in divine health. In the name of Jesus,
La Cosa Tai Nimiaswaha, Lebrandiaswata, Yanamoshata,
Lebra Cosa Tai Nimiaswata, Lecosata Yanabadabadaba, by your stripes we were healed, Lecatuan and Nemoshata, Yanama, Lebra Cata Nimiaswa, Lebra Suan. We walk in divine health in the name of Jesus. We shall not be sick and we shall not be feeble. We shall not be faint.
Give the Lord thanks for answered prayer.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you.
We give you all the glory. Thank you and we honor you. That whenever we call you, hear us. Thank you that we've called you again. We've had the opportunity to call on you again.
Lord, we thank you.
And as you bring this thank you, O God, that as Zion travails, you brought forth the children,
the
we bring forth our health, we bring forth our fruitfulness, we see that your purpose is established in the name of Jesus. In this end time, we give you all the glory. Let's worship the one who's answered our prayers in this short song right now.
Amen.
To walk with God, walk by the Spirit. Today we're looking at prayer. In walking with God, we ought to walk by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Our first lesson, Jesus was led by the Spirit always. In Luke 4:1, we see, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He had returned from Jordan, where he was baptized by John the Baptist, and immediately he was led by the Spirit at the teething stages of his ministry, led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness where he fasted and he prayed. And so we see this habit or this character trait of Jesus as one who was led by the Spirit always. Led by the Spirit always. In Romans 8:14, it says that for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We know from John 1:12 that in believing and receiving Jesus into our hearts, we are now not born of just flesh, but born of the Spirit of God, where we are the sons of God. The sons of God. So It is important that as children of God Most High, we must also be led by the Spirit of God. You cannot just be a child of God led by the flesh. You will never achieve divine purpose, the purpose that he intends for you to fulfill. To achieve that purpose, you must be led by the Spirit of God, as we see from Jesus being led by the Spirit of God. So please take note, Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Our identity as children of God is to be led by the Spirit of God. Say after me, my identity as a child of God.
My identity as a child
is to be led by the Spirit of God.
Is to be led by the Spirit of God.
Our second point, we must have a habit of prayer. Behind the leading of the Spirit is a lifestyle of constant prayer. So we see behind the leading of the Spirit in Jesus' life, we find a lifestyle of constant prayer. You must be led. To be led by the Spirit of God, you must have a lifestyle of constant prayer. Constant prayer for his leading. We are in a generation where people are all about themselves. One prayer that you hardly hear people pray, which as a matter of fact should be the first prayer for every child of God, is that, Lord, let your will be done in my life. We are all the time praying other prayers. Lord, I need a car. We go for night prayer, dawn prayer, afternoon prayer, and it's all about what I want to get, at about selfish interest and not about the leading of the Spirit of God being the will of God. Have a habit of prayer. It is important, but not to develop a habit of praying for selfish interests. In Mark 1:35, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he, referring to Jesus, went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. I recall having a roommate who at 4 a.m. would just get up between 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. He would just stretch his hand, put on the radio, and then whether he's gone back to sleep or what. But the point is that the dawn starts was starting in our room with radio. And I would leave because of that, go to a solitary place on the field to go and pray. And that semester was one of my best semesters ever. Start your day with God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Start your day in solitude with God, praying and hearing God's response. It is good to pray with others. It is good to have group prayer. It is good to have church prayer and all that ongoing. But your relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is leading you, who is here to lead us and to guide us, your relationship is built on a personal level where you relate with Him on daily basis alone. And what time is the best time? You start your day with that. And so you see, you raise your children that in the morning when you wake up from bed, the first thing is to talk to the Lord in prayer, not to chat. The fact that you are on a campus right now where you've met friends, your parents are not there, doesn't mean you should take up a habit of starting your life or starting your morning with chatting. There are people who can't just keep quiet. They just can't keep quiet. They have something to always say. They'll even come and wake you up. Charlie, 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 get up. They want to tell you the next gist in town, the next trending news in town, the next gossip in town. You don't start your morning with gossip. You don't start your morning with politics. You don't start your morning with social media, flipping on your phone, just scrolling people's walls to see what is the next trending news in town. No. You sleep scrolling your phone, wake up scrolling your phone. God help us.
Amen.
Social media generation. WhatsApp group. You wake up early in the morning, your first point of call, you are checking your WhatsApp group, what has been posted there. Checking people's status. Who is celebrating their birthday at the beach? Newly married couples, what are they posting? No. Say, start your morning with God.
Start your morning with God.
Say, I will start my morning with God.
I will start my morning with God.
Jesus' habit, which made him powerful. Because at the end of the day, it is the Holy Spirit that brings in the power. It is not just about being a child of God. When you are led by the Spirit of God, you see manifestation of God's power in your life. Your boss may have blasted you the day before, criticized you and critiqued you the day before. But by the following morning, he'll smile at you when you start your day with God. When you start your day with the Holy Spirit at dawn, no boss can close the door to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Some of us fear our bosses more than the Holy Spirit. We are in a hurry to pick up and answer phone calls when we haven't spoken to the Holy Spirit in the morning. Be led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Luke 6:12, it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Some people say it's not biblical to pray, to have all night. Jesus had one man all night, one man vigil. He didn't even need other people there to, you know, keep him pray. Sometimes you have to do it in a group so that nobody will sleep. It was just him with the Holy Spirit angels around. He didn't sleep. He continued all night in prayer. I didn't even say he had to space it out with praise and worship to stay awake. He continued, say after me, all night in prayer.
All night in prayer.
And you see, he distanced himself. He went into a mountain to pray to avoid disruptions and distractions. He said, we are going for retreat. And people say, oh, Pastor, what is the agenda for the retreat? We just went there to meet God, that's all. You want to know whether there's brunch, there's dinner, there's games as part of retreat. Take out that carnality, that carnal mindset. When it's time to be serious with God, you ought to be serious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So once in a while, Jesus had personal retreat. Once in a while, when we have retreats, please avail yourself and then let's go and pray. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. We must pray. Men ought to pray and not to faint. Men ought to pray and not to faint. In recent times, I was sharing with a musician, and I was asking her, do you understand why we are constantly praying as a ministry? The prayer is more critical than the music. The power behind the music is the prayer. The moment you stop praying, you start failing in the music. If it was for entertainment purposes, we'll all just be concerned about just the singing, the tunes, the tones, and all that. How to make noise. But when you want impact in not just the one who's listening to the song, but you yourself as the one singing the song, you want God to change your life. You want to have an encounter. You want to have impact. You want the song you are singing to impact your life before even touching others. Then you must be a vessel of prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, wherever you are, please close your eyes with me. And you are praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to develop a sincere habit of prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Lord, grant me the grace. Develop a sincere habit of prayer,
so that I can be led by the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, so that you can lead me every time, so that my mind, my life, my heart will be ready for your leading. Help me, Lord, develop a sincere habit of prayer. Like Jesus would rise up to pray. Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help us, Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord. Grant us a heart that desires prayer. A heart that desires prayer. That we will pray without ceasing. That we will pray without getting tired. My andere berebea kabayan do 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 poche berebea kaba rebebea kabayan dere berebea kaba. Any deception that plagues our minds, making us feel lazy to pray. In the name of Jesus, Lord, fix us, fix us, fix us, fix us, fix our hearts. Grant us the desire to pray. Rebebe and do 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 dea bada baya kabaya dea bada baya dea bada baya kaba. I remember one of my mentors in the morning when I'll sit in his car, he would just be praying in the Holy Ghost. He would keep praying in tongues throughout. Every time I would be sitting in his car, he would be praying in tongues in the morning whilst dropping me off. Say after me, Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the Living God.
Grant me a heart that desires prayer.
Grant me a heart that desires prayer.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Put your hand upon your heart. Say, Spirit of the Living God.
Spirit of the Living God.
Cause my heart to desire prayer.
Cause my heart to desire prayer.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
begin
Jesus.
Begin to thank the Lord.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank
begin
you.
To thank
cause
the Lord.
My heart to desire prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for teaching me to develop a habit of prayer. Lord, I thank you in the name of Jesus.
Relationship with the Holy Spirit starts with submitting your life to the Lordship of Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit was sent by Jesus from the Father to come watch over us. The Holy Spirit is here because the church is still on the earth, because believers are still on the earth, and he's here because of us. Today, I want to grant you this opportunity to establish relationship with the Holy Spirit by first giving your life to Christ Jesus. Say this short prayer after me, Lord Jesus. I admit that I'm a sinner who cannot save himself or herself. Today I surrender my life completely to you. Be Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. Grant me your Holy Spirit that I may live a life that is pleasing unto you and unto you alone. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. So as we have prayed this prayer, we're asking the Holy Spirit to overflow in us, that we will constantly be drawn to the place of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Open thou the floodgates of heaven, of heaven. Open thou the floodgates of heaven, let it rain.
Said that prayer, kindly contact us via email info@globalmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you. We are glad that you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our Divine Mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Globe Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37, verse 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages or in the description on YouTube. Remember to pray for Globe Music and for the leadership every day to be empowered to reach the world with the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch live services, programs, concerts, and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Walk by the Spirit, or Prayer and a Walk by the Spirit, on glowmusicministry.com, and bring some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts 20, verse 32. Please take note that Bethel Encounter continues on Thursday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Please make time to pray, and as you do so, your life and ministry will definitely experience transformation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Send your offerings, tithes, and covenant seeds using NTN Mobile Money through 054-362-7478. God richly bless you.
Of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom.